And now for something completely different.
It's a rich man's world. Forget everything you've been told by others before. Get ready for the real deal, the full story, the whole enchilada, the Lance Roberts Show. It's money, markets, life. Now, back by popular demand, it's the Lance Roberts Show.
And good morning. It is 6:06 as we get your day underway here on the Lance Roberts Show. Be sure to get by our website, realinvestmentadvice.com. Of course, also get by our YouTube channel, YouTube Lance Roberts Show. And that is one of the things that you want to hear about here is pay attention to what's going on right now in the studio, because a lot of things are happening here that Brent's not catching on to. You need to take your headphones off and listen. We got feedback here. So anyway, what we've got going on this morning, I tell you what, I try to send smoke signals over to my producer and he's just not paying attention. I don't know what the problem is.
Simple English works best.
Well, you know, I'm trying not to be so overly blatant about it, but you're not listening to me. Anyway, it's like I'm married at home. Oh, so
I can hear you fine.
I know you can. Anyway, lots of things going on this morning. Be sure to go to our website. You can, like I said, pick up all of our podcasts and videocasts at our YouTube channel. Simply go by YouTube, The Lance Roberts Show. Today at noon, we'll be releasing our interview we just did with Nomi Prinz, kind of talking about the economy, the Fed, what's happening there. That's going to come out at noon today. So if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, again, just go to YouTube, Lance Roberts Show. We will email you as soon as that podcast is released at noon today. We'll also have all the clips. You can also get them live on our website as well. Simply go to our podcast page at LanceRobertsShow.com. Either way, that'll all get you there. So this morning, the markets are looking to open down here just a little bit. We were looking down to be a bit further earlier this morning, but Walmart just reported earnings a few minutes ago. Beating expectations, beating revenue estimates. And again, you know, there's been a lot of concern over Walmart's competition with Amazon and the pressure that Amazon's been putting on Walmart sales. Of course, Walmart is really pushing back against the Amazon threat, so to speak, by acquiring Jet.com and wanting to do online sales, really moving aggressively in that space. And again, one of the things we've talked about in the past with Walmart is that actually Walmart is in the best possible position to actually compete with Amazon. A couple of reasons. One, what Amazon doesn't have, and of course this was one of the big stories here lately with Amazon, was the extraction of the HQ2 out of Queens Island, New York. Now remember, this is the home base for Ocasio-Cortez. And of course, when a lot of pushback occurred in relation to the tax cuts and the benefits that Amazon was getting to move their headquarters to New York, well, Jeff Bezos said, "Nah, okay, we'll just move it somewhere else. No big deal, right?" Well, the problem is that cost Queens a part of New York that really needed a lot of economic development, 25,000 jobs, and just literally billions of dollars of potential development. New businesses. When you put 25,000 new people in an area like Queens, you're going to need new restaurants, new housing, new transportation, all this stuff. So it would have been a huge benefit to Queens. And of course, the Democratic left didn't really get that, the impact of that economic development that would have occurred in New York. But this is the one thing that Amazon is going to struggle with, which is logistics. What Walmart has is, Walmart built the logistical footprint decades ago. They went in, the whole plan for Walmart originally was they went into these small towns outside of the major cities, because major cities had, plenty of places to shop. They went into all these small towns all around the country and built a Walmart. And then from those small footprints, they moved into the major cities. And of course, over time, Walmart's got this massive footprint of stores all across the country. So when you want to move from online ordering to same day delivery, well, Walmart has a huge leg up in the logistical footprint over Amazon, which doesn't have that. So it's going to be very interesting to watch. Walmart's been one of those stories we've been paying attention to here at RA Advisors for a long time, because the battle that's ongoing between Amazon and ultimately Walmart is going to be the battle to watch, because ultimately, while everybody is convinced that Amazon is going to rule the entire world, Walmart actually has a very, very big undisclosed advantage in that war. So keep a watch on this. I think this will continue to play out, be a very interesting story. And I'm a big fan of Walmart anyway, so there, so there you go. Interesting, you know, so I had my credit card hacked over the weekend. And so on Sunday, I didn't know this, but on Sunday, I got these emails that says, your Domino pizza order is ready. And I'm like, I didn't order Domino's pizza. Well, my wife was traveling. She went to Dallas. And so she'd taken my one of my daughters to Dallas to watch a tennis match with one of her friends. And so I said, well, they're in Dallas. They ordered pizza. So no big deal. And then I get a second order a few minutes later. Your Domino's pizza order is ready. It'll be delivered shortly. And I'm like, this is crazy. And then my phone rings and it says, I get these text alerts from my bank that says, did you make this order? And you know, push yes for, you know, type yes for yes you did or no if it's fraudulent. So I typed in, well, I'm not sure. So I text my wife. I said, do you order pizza? She's like, no. So I text back. I said, no, that's not my order. And so immediately the bank calls me, says, I'm sorry. So this is, you didn't order these pizzas. And I go, no, I didn't order these pizzas. And so then I look at the order and the address is in New York City. So apparently somebody in New York ordered some pizzas from Domino's. Okay. So the bank says, no problem, Mr. Roberts. We're going to cancel your debit card. We'll get you a new one in 5 days, and we'll make sure and delete those charges so you won't have any problems with it. Don't worry about a thing. It's all taken care of. I'm like, fantastic. Well, immediately my phone starts ringing with this New York number. And this guy, so I pick up the phone. I'm like, I don't know anybody in New York. So I pick up the phone, and there's this guy on the other end. Yo, did you order a couple of pies from my restaurant? I'm like, pies. No, I didn't order a heavy Bronx accent, right? You order some pies? And I'm like, no, I didn't order any pies from you. And he's like, are you sure you didn't order some? I said, I'm in Texas. I'm not in New York City. And he's like, what, you're in Texas? And he says, I can't deliver to Texas. I know, I didn't order any pies from New York City. And I said, the charge has been canceled. And I said, it's a fraudulent charge, so don't deliver the pies. He goes, what do you mean don't deliver the pies? You ordered the pies. I go, no, I didn't order the pies. It was a fraudulent, trend. So for 5 minutes, I'm going back and forth with this New Yorker who owns this Domino restaurant, apparently, and he's got a very, very thick, heavy accent. And we're literally screaming at each other on the phone, I didn't order any pies, but I have the charge here. I go, yeah, the bank's going to call you and cancel that charge. Well, sure enough, while I'm on the phone, he gets a notification from Chase that the charge been ordered. He's like, now you're not going to pay for the pies. I go, no, I'm in Texas. I'm not paying for the pies. Anyway, so after about 30 minutes of this going on, now my daughter's in the car listening to this whole thing, and she's rolling. She's in tears over this because I'm screaming at this guy in New York going, I didn't order any pizza. And so finally at the end of this argument, I go, fine, you know what? I'll pay for the pie. Throw them in FedEx. I'm in Texas. And he's like, well, wait, you live in Texas? I go, yes, I've been telling you this for 30 minutes. He goes, well, that was probably a fraudulent charge. I go, yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you. So anyway, I didn't ever get my pie or my charge. So there you go. Anyway, look, all right, when we come back from the break, we've got a lot of stuff to get into this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about kind of what's happening on the trade front. We've also got some other stories to get into this morning, so hang around. Futures are pointing a little bit lower this morning. Again, we'll talk about that and what's kind of happening with the markets here. We have a new report out on our website this morning, so simply go by realinvestmentadvice.com. We have a technical analysis page for the day talking about where this market is on short, intermediate, long-term basis and why it actually may be a good idea right now to carry an umbrella, so to speak, in terms of your portfolio. We'll be right back after the break. I'm your host, Lance Roberts. Don't go away.
Get daily investment news you can use, delivered at the speed of the internet. Sign up for Lance's newsletter now at lanceroberts.com.
When traveling the road to retirement, unforeseen curves, like a shift in lower distribution rates, can delay you. Join RIA advisors for our next Retirement Right Lane class to guide you past the pitfalls and potholes that could delay your retirement. Saturday, March 9th at 9 a.m., meet us at the Courtyard Houston Katy Mills for coffee, kolaches, and a common sense approach to achieving and excelling in retirement. Register for our Retirement Right Lane class at RIAadvisors.com. The class is free. The information is priceless. RIAadvisors.com.
Trulux Private Dining Rooms offer several flexible options for hosting your next event. Rehearsal dinners, graduation parties, business luncheons, milestone anniversaries, you name it. Your dedicated special events coordinator will work with you every step of the way and take care of every detail, from decor and floral arrangements to AV equipment to a fully customized menu prepared by your own private chef. Come on, let's start planning. This is Managing Partner Dave Mattern, inviting you to host your next event at Trulux on Westheimer, just east of Yorktown.
Your smartphone is now your radio. All you need is a KSEV app. And with one click, you're listening to KSEV. Anytime, anywhere. No static, no boundaries. Go to the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. Search KSEV. Select the KSEV app. It's free and it only takes a couple of minutes. Listen to KSEV. It's easy with the KSEV app. More details at KSEVradio.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
And welcome back to the show this morning at 6:18 as we kind of get your day up and running this morning. Taking your questions and comments, of course, as always, get by our website, realinvestmentadvice.com. Send us your emails. There's the Ask a Question button right there on the front page. And you can also get subscribed to all of our upcoming classes and seminars we've got coming up on a whole variety of issues, from healthcare to Medicare to Social Security planning. You can find the entire event calendar on our website. And of course, we'll keep you informed here as these things go along. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about, you know, I don't know what's kind of going on, but you pay attention to headlines, and a lot of time that headlines become, you know, kind of reality later on. And I'm a little bit concerned here lately because amidst all of this kind of rising global conflict that we've got going on, geopolitical kind of conflict, that there have been a rash of headlines talking about the advances in weaponry, from low-yield mini nukes. We talked about this last week because, you know, again, it's also part of fiction becoming reality and science fiction becoming reality. And we were talking about this low-yield mini nuke was very interesting because it actually came from the idea was first generated several years ago in a video game. And so it was interesting to actually see that come to some form of reality. But we were talking about this, and we're talking about Russia's new drone-powered submarine, nuclear-powered drone submarine, I should say. So they're able to drive this drone submarine around and you know, one of the third arms of your triad, nuclear triad, right? And stealth bombers coming out of China, and all of a sudden it's just been this big ramp up in advanced weaponry and advanced technology. And which I find fascinating anyway. I like military stuff. I'm a big history buff, military history buff. I love everything about the military and military history. So when these articles come up, it catches my attention because, well, it's just a fascination I have anyway. Kalashnikov, of course, who is the famous developer of the AK-47, of one of the most iconic weapons of history. And, you know, it's one of these guns that there was an interesting story about a Kalashnikov AK-47. They found it in the middle of the desert, and this thing has been buried in the sand. It was underneath a house that had been destroyed, had been burned. They were digging through the rubble, and this had been there for, you know, probably longer than a year. But they found this AK-47 buried underneath this rubble, buried in the sand. It's been there for, again, well over a year. And so they find this AK-47. They dig it out. They basically just take a rag and some gun oil. They wipe the gun down, and it fires. Works perfectly fine. And this is one of the iconic things about the AK-47s. You can't destroy them. I mean, basically, they will fire under just about any condition. And, of course, it's used by, you know, every force in the world except the U.S. Obviously, we use, you know, M4s, M14s, M16s. So, but Kalashnikov has just unveiled a kamikaze drone. And this was at IDEX in 2019. And this is, of course, Kalashnikov, who makes the machine guns and sniper rifles, some of the biggest manufacturers of machine guns and sniper rifles, has unveiled a new high-precision suicide drone, kamikaze drone. So basically, they fly the drone around, they find their target, just fly the drone into it. So just forget about firing missiles, just fly the drone into the target, and you just eliminate one step. Right?
I'm confused, though. If it's a suicide drone, mm-hmm. does that mean when it hits the target, the guy back at the remote control gets killed, too?
No. It's just a kamikaze drone.
You know.
Yeah, but you know. This does bring up this idea, though, and ultimately this is going to be an issue. This happened in Saudi Arabia recently, is they actually gave a robot a citizenship.
Really?
So, yeah. So this and happened in Saudi Arabia. So this is, you know, this is going to be one of the things that ultimately down the road we're going to start thinking about drones and robots mm-hmm. as individuals and saying, okay, well, now you have this kamikaze drone. Does it have the right not to be killed?
Right.
So that whole argument's coming, right? Just be ready.
Are there penalties for killing a drone robot?
Exactly. This is all coming. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, this is coming out, right? So now you have to have a retaliatory response to a suicide drone,
yes.
right? So
yeah.
U.S. Army has just released a new net warhead, which is a warhead that is fired from a shoulder-mounted grenade launcher,
mm-hmm.
or actually a grenade launcher that can even be mounted like under an M4 assault rifle, and it shoots a round that then explodes into a net and captures the drone. So now we've got drones flying around, and now the U.S. Army has invented a round that spreads a net and catches the drone in midair.
It's
so
spidey bullets.
It basically is. So again, I'm not sure what's going on here, but again, it's just, you know, this is just kind of an escalation of new development that's coming out.
No kidding.
But, you know, nonetheless, the next war should be really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because there won't be anybody involved in this. Everybody will be in their own country behind remote control. And just it'll all be drone driven.
We're going to sell tickets.
Just find a big empty desert somewhere, have all the drones. That way you don't affect anybody. Yeah. Just go out to the Sahara, and then whoever has the last drone standing wins the war.
It'll be like pay TV. You buy a subscription to watch the battle unfold.
Don't laugh. That could very well be.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. That somebody's going to figure that out. Mm-hmm. We'll stream this live.
Exactly.
We'll charge tickets for it. Anyway, all right. Look, we got important stuff to get into today. We've been talking a lot about millennials lately, and of course, the issue between millennials and Gen Z, job opportunities, et cetera. An interesting study out yesterday. There are a lot of American millennials who don't think they will ever have a chance to own a home. And of course, we just had an interview with Andrea Riccier, and we'll be releasing that interview. When's that coming out?
21st.
On the 21st of this month, on Thursday. We'll be releasing this interview with Andrea Riccier talking about housing in the U.S. and what the dynamics are right now in regards to home ownership versus rentals, kind of what's happening with the housing market in general. But this article, and of course, it's interesting because there's been lately a bit more conversation about the issues with these tiny houses, and people have been opting. In fact, there's a whole show, I think it's on HGTV, about people that are building these custom tiny homes. So they're building custom-made 300 and 400-square-foot homes that they live in. And they're reduced, they're downsizing their life. In fact, there was one couple over the weekend that they have a 2,200-square-foot home. They are moving out of the home, and they renovated a 400-square-foot barn in the back of their house. So they moved out of their house into this 400-square-foot barn, and now they're going to rent their main house to somebody else. And they're going to collect the income from the rental and live in this 400-square-foot house. But this is a thing, and it's actually a thing, and this is becoming more and more. More than a million people now live in RVs and just travel around the country living in an RV. So
and cook meth.
And no, I know you're in the middle of Breaking Bad, so just all your references. Every time there's an RV reference, like smoking meth.
We saw one on the freeway the other day, driving down the road. I looked at my wife. I said, wonder what they're cooking in there.
Exactly. But according to a survey of 500 millennials conducted by One Poll, nearly half of millennials would swear off Instagram forever. One in four would be willing to spend a week in jail if it would help them one day achieve the American dream of owning their home. Now, think about that for a minute. You know, owning a home is not the American dream. Let's clear up this misunderstanding very quickly, because this has been a myth that has been portrayed upon the American people ever since the turn of the century, this century, right? In 2000, Alan Greenspan promoted this whole idea that everybody needed to own a home, and that was the American dream. No, the American dream is not home ownership. That is not the American dream. People did not come to America with two nickels in their pocket in the hope of owning a home, right, as the achievement of the American dream. No, owning a home is the result, or is the semblance of the achievement of the American dream. And the achievement of the American dream is fostering from the capitalism and the capitalistic system and building wealth in this country at a higher level than could be achieved in every other country in the world. And that has been the hallmark of the American economy for the last 130 years, which has been you can come to this country and you can build wealth if you choose to. If you choose to put it, and we had a whole conversation about this last week, talking about you can come to this country, and if you're willing to put in the time, the effort, take the risk, invest the capital. And if you don't have the capital to invest, you can find people to give you the capital to invest. That's the great thing about this country. People are willing to invest with you if they believe in you and your idea. But if you're willing to put in the time, the effort, and the hard work, you can achieve wealth in this country. And the reward for that wealth is the ability to acquire a home. But the American dream is the aspect of the capitalistic system building wealth and allowing you to achieve a better lifestyle than you could acquire in any other country. That's the American dream. Buying a home is an expense. That is not the dream. In fact, for many, owning a home has been a nightmare. So it's interesting that, again, we have a whole group of millennials being interviewed saying, hey, you know, I'd give up Instagram forever to own a home. Well, owning a home is great, but it's a big expense. You'd be better off giving up Instagram forever to have a great career that generates a lot of wealth. Then you can buy your house. But it's all about priorities. Quick break. We'll come back. Don't go away.
Catch the Lance Roberts Show anytime, day or night, online at lancerobertshow.com.
The new professional version of Real Investment Advice is RIA Pro, and it's loaded with the Lance Roberts proprietary stock and ETF analysis and all of the critical investment information you need, all in one place. And now you can try it out for free for 30 days. Subscribe now at realinvestmentadvice.com. Click on the RIA Pro tab and use the coupon code PRO30. That's realinvestmentadvice.com. Click on the RIA Pro tab and get 30 days free with coupon code PRO30. RIA Pro.
Offices located 1 Sugar Creek Center, Sugarland, Texas.
Thinking of buying a home? It's important to start off with a solid pre-approval. Hi, I'm Kathy Baker from Baker Mortgage. Yes, we ask a lot of questions, but that's because we're not going to give you a pre-approval that's going to blow up as you're trying to cross the finish line. What's figured in there for property taxes? If it didn't come up, you really don't know what you're pre-approved for. That should make you wonder what else they may have left out. At Baker Mortgage, we get it right. We haven't been around for 60 years because we're lucky. Yes, we have wholesale rates, 80-10-10s, and all kinds of programs, but in the end, it's really about taking good care of people, and they continue to come back and send their kids, their friends, and sometimes their parents. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, call us at Baker Mortgage. We're at 281-313-6683. That's 281-313-MOVE or directly at bakermortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. License 263213.
We have a situation here. Our planet's endangered species are vanishing at an alarming rate. Connect the dots and you'll discover a fine line separates a buyer from a killer. In other words, if you buy an illegal wildlife product here, you kill an endangered animal here. When the buying stops, the killing can too. Case closed.
KSEV for Conservative Talk Radio.
The president is coming to the state of Texas. Talk about this and many other issues. Donald Trump Jr. Don, welcome back to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Good to be back with you, Chris.
Your father is down at the border. He is trying to drive home the need for border security, fighting the Democrats every step of the way, and frankly, even some Republicans. Any preview to what we're going to see from your father when he shows up in Texas today?
You know, with my dad, you never know what you're going to get, but I can assure you it's going to be strong and entertaining.
KSEV, the voice of Texas.
You know when you look at a restaurant menu and find so many delectable choices, it totally blows your mind? That's what the Arbor Gates container selection is like. We have dozens of delicious containers to match your mood, style, needs, and space. Our vast selection of top quality containers includes those of virtually every shape, size, material, color, and design. Big ones, small ones, squatty ones, tall ones. Okay, forgive us for sounding a little bit like Dr. Seuss, but it's just too much fun perusing through the Arbor Gates container collection. You'll enjoy it too, especially when you realize the load of versatility and benefits you get from incorporating containers into your landscape. Be creative. Let us help you design a one-of-a-kind water feature and have a blast picking out your favorite containers at the Arbor Gate today. Visit us in Tomball on FM 2920, 1 mile west of 249. Call 281-351-8851 or head to arborgate.com.
It'll be cloudy and cooler today. We'll have occasional rain at a high of 56 degrees. Then occasional rain tonight as well, especially for the first half of the night. It'll stay cloudy later, low 48. Tomorrow, clouds give way to some afternoon sunshine. It'll turn warmer with a high of 66. It's cloudy and cooler again on Thursday with a couple of showers at a high of 57. With the KSCB Weather Center forecast, I'm Heather Zahar.
At 6:34, as we get you ready to roll for the day. So just for the break, we're talking about millennials and their willingness to give up something in order to own a home. And of course, this the poll is interesting. I think, and I want to just finish this up real quick, and then we'll get to our next story. But it was interesting because obviously, if the deal was, hey, you give up X and we're going to give you your down payment for your house, okay? There's the deal. Now, if you're going to get a 20% down payment, as an example, let's set up a theoretical contest, right? So the contest is we're going to give you 20% down on your home if you can achieve a certain challenge. Now, that challenge should be pretty difficult, right? I mean, you would think that to give up something, you'd have to get a down payment for your house, that you'd have to, you know, do something pretty significant. And of course, the more significant the challenge, the more significant the challenge, the greater the down payment will be. Okay. So putting this in context, it's interesting from the poll when these people were asked, they said, okay, well, what are you willing to give up for your down payment for your house or for your opportunity to own a home in the United States? Well, the more difficult the challenge, the less the people were willing to actually do it, right? So, for instance, I would give up my iPhone forever. Only 29% of the people agreed that they would do that, right? Now, you could get, I would say, yeah, I'm an iPhone user. Not really, but say if I was. Yeah, I'll get my iPhone forever. I'll go buy a Samsung. Big deal, right? So that should have actually been very high rank. Everybody should have said, yeah, I'll give that up. So some of the highest ones, the ones that most people agreed to, right? So these are the ones with the highest percentage. I would never post on Instagram again, 47%, which may tell you that Instagram may be on its way out eventually. I thought this was interesting. I would give up Chipotle forever. Now, look, Chipotle is not that good, but apparently it's a thing. Now, so
don't put me in the briar patch.
I know, right? So one out of two people would say they would give up Chipotle forever to get a house. Okay, great. I'll go to McDonald's, whatever. I think I could bypass Chipotle to get a down payment for my house. Now, an interesting number here was only 9% of the people said they would break up with their significant other to get a house.
Really?
I would break up with my partner. Only 9% said that. So only 9% agreed. So at least they have enough, desire to maintain their relationship. That's a good thing.
Integrity.
Right? I want to know I want to talk to the 9% of the people that said, "Yeah, he's toast." Or she's toast.
How did that even make it on as a choice?
Well, you're trying to. So have you heard about there's these two documentaries out about the Firefest. Are you familiar with this?
Firefest,
right? So it was this whole festival this guy was putting together. He sold all these tickets, hundreds of thousands of dollars of tickets.
Burning Man.
No. Firefest. No? And this was on an island.
Oh.
He ran this all. He promised, private jets and all these A-listers were going to be there and hot models and, all these bands. And it was going to be this whole extravaganza called Firefest. The whole thing was a scam.
How did you know about this? I didn't get the invitation.
They made movies on it.
I didn't get an invitation.
No, there's two movies out on it, right? There's one on Netflix. You can watch it. But the whole thing's a scam. The guy went to jail. So the whole thing was a whole scam. So, but one of the questions was, would you go to Firefest? 23% said, yeah, I would go to Firefest and get scammed. They would have gotten scammed, but they would have gone. Yeah. So, but that was on the list. I would go to jail for a week. Only 25% of the people said, one quarter of the people said, so you want me to go to jail for a week in exchange for a house? I would do that, right? That should have been an easy question. Jail for a week, you get free meals, room and board, you just hang out for 7 days.
And a boyfriend.
And you have a house, right? And, that happens. But that's okay because there's 9% I'm willing to give up their partner. Well, so they've got so that 9% should have definitely been
a match game.
Exactly. 28% said they would survive in the wild for a week.
That's maybe.
Right, but these are the tougher ones, right? Survive in the wild for a week. That, people say, yeah, I want a house. You're going to give me a house. I'll go survive in the woods for a week.
Go live in the woods for the
week.
Yeah.
21, they have the 21-day survivor challenge, right? So people go for 21 days without hardly eating. So I'm sure I can make 7 days for a house. That shouldn't be that big of a deal. You just got to put up with ants and bugs and hang out in a tree for a couple
of days. Know which berries to eat.
Exactly. 42%. I would listen to Cotton Eye Joe for a week straight.
Which version?
It doesn't matter.
I think we got Leo doing one of those.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, any version for an entire week for a house, 42% said they would endure that pain. I would give up sex for 5 years. Only 16% said they would do that.
5 years?
13% they would give up sex for 10 years for a house. Again.
No, they wouldn't.
The harder the challenge,
the
less. So what this tells you is that people really, they may say they really want a house, but they're not really willing to sacrifice to get the house, which goes in part and parcel to our earlier conversation about the achievement of the American dream. Mm-hmm. The achievement of the American dream is the hard work, the sacrifice, the taking on risk to achieve success. nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody's going to give you anything in this life. You're going to have to dig up your boot heels, roll up your sleeves, and you're going to have to get to work, and you're going to have to do the work to achieve the success. Nobody's going to hand it to you. And the quiz goes right to the very fact that people are unwilling to do the hard work, to take the hard challenge of creating the wealth to afford the home. So this is the problem. 38% said they would run in a marathon. That should have been like 100%. Well, you run in a marathon to get a house. You betcha. That should have been 100% of the people right there. I would give up brunch forever. Only 36% of the people said they would give up brunch. I guess that includes avocado toast.
I guess.
So, I mean, come on. Seriously, give up brunch for a house? That's
no.
This is the problem right here.
Yeah.
And there's your and there's your sign.
No concept. As they say.
Well, it's just
So let me ask you, Liz, because you're living in an apartment now.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate the house?
No.
No.
If I've told my wife, I would rather live in I've learned something about living back in an apartment after all these years. So I've lived in houses for the last 25 years, right? I'm back in an apartment temporarily. We sold our house in December. We're getting ready to close on our new house in March. So we're in an apartment temporarily. And other than the fact that I have Dexter living upstairs, I'm convinced that Dexter lives upstairs. And I'll tell you, if you don't, do you know who Dexter is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't know who Dexter is, I'll tell you the story.
He's a real cut up.
Yeah. But I'm convinced that Dexter lives upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But the money that I save every month on not owning a home, because no yard keep, no pool keep, no maintenance, no upkeep, no taxes, no none. I am saving a boatload of money right now. And I'm telling my wife, it's like, honey, do we really want to own another house?
Mm-hmm.
Right? This rental thing has some things to it. Yeah, that like again, other than the fact I've got Dexter living upstairs. Here's the story. So if you don't know Dexter, Dexter is a series that was on Showtime. Great series if you enjoy that kind of thing. But he was a crime scene investigator. So he knew all of the, you know, issues with getting away with the perfect murder. And he was a serial killer. And he killed other criminals. But he was a serial killer as a crime scene investigator. So he would go and kill these criminals. And then he would be the guy sent to the crime scene to investigate the crime scene. Well, you know, somebody should have caught on. They were never catching the criminals. But
it kept happening.
But people kept getting murdered and chopped up, and they never caught the guy. But I'm convinced that Dexter actually lives upstairs, because during the day, we will hear these loud thumps on the floor. It literally sounds like a body being slammed on the floor. And then vacuuming. So I'm not sure what's going upstairs, but there's a whole lot of thumping on the floor and a whole lot of vacuuming and cleaning going on. And this happens all day long. And like the other night, my wife and I are sitting on the couch. It's like 11 o'clock at night, and we hear thump, thump, thump. And we hear like walking around the floor, and then a vacuum starts.
Well, if your ceiling fan starts to leak,
exactly.
There's your sign.
There's your sign. Anyway, quick break. We're going to come back. You're listening to Lance Roberts Show. Get ready to wrap up show, get started for the day. Don't go away.
Want a longer talk with Lance about your money? Request a personal one-on-one at LanceRobertsShow.com.
When traveling the road to retirement, unforeseen curves like a bear market can delay you. Join RIA Advisors for our next Retirement Right Lane class to guide you past the pitfalls and potholes that could delay your retirement. Saturday, March 9th at 9 a.m., meet us at the Courtyard Houston Katy Mills for coffee, kolaches, and a common sense approach to achieving and excelling in retirement. Register for our Retirement Right Lane class at RIAAdvisors.com. The class is free. The information is priceless. RIAAdvisors.com.
KSEV 700 AM.
If the heat and humidity of South Texas has gotten the better of you and your outdoor furniture, do not, I repeat, do not throw it to the curb. Let Houston Powder Coaters remove all their previous rust and apply a unique two-part epoxy coating system that will hold up for years to come. In fact, this is one of the same protective coating systems that Houston Powder Coaters applies to its large industrial customers' equipment. And with an expansive array of colors, textures, and glosses to choose from, you are assured a top quality and elegant finish that will complement whatever look you're going for. Simply go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com to find out more. One more thing. Almost forgot to mention that Houston Powder Coaters can also replace all the straps, slings, and plastic feet caps as well, so your patio furniture will look fan-diddly-tastic. For additional information, go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Okay, last time, I promise. Houston Powder Coaters also offers pickup and delivery across the greater Houston area. That means Katy to Baytown, Conroe to Galveston. Pretty sweet, huh? Okay, I'm done. Remember, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Can you put a price on a good night's sleep? Hey, everybody, it's Chris Salcedo. I wasn't sleeping well at all. That's why I have the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Now I get proven quality sleep by adjusting my sleep number, the firmness of my mattress. My number is 85, by the way. You're only going to find this technology at a Sleep Number store. Come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. A Queen 360 smart bed starts at only $899, and you can save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You can't afford a bad night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store near you. The Woodlands off I-45 South next to Ethan Allen and Red Lobster. The Deerbrook Mall, lower level next to Barnes & Noble. And the Galleria Houston, level one next to Top Shop and the Kona Grill. Do what I did and discover the difference a Sleep Number bed can make in your life and your sleep. Head to your nearest Sleep Number store and tell them Chris Salcedo sent you in.
It's 6:47 on your drive to work this morning. Interesting story out this morning. There is some protests that have been going on up, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, about Amazon pulling out of New York City, Queens. And there's been protests up there ever since they pulled out. And it was interesting because looking at some of the signs of people, they're saying Amazon causes homelessness. Amazon suppresses worker wages. It's not just Amazon. And this is part and parcel of the reason that populism is on the rise. And we spoke with Nomi Prinz earlier this week, and today at noon, we're going to release the entire podcast with Nomi Prinz. But we were talking about the rise in populism, which is a symptom of the frustration of the population in regards to what's happening economically. And part and parcel of this has to do with the Amazon effect. And we'll talk about that part in a second. But this is, when talking about this rise in populism, you know, the idea is that somehow ultimately everything's just going to be okay, which creates this further disintegration of economic growth. Well, this is what Nomi had to say.
The reality is the world is pretty interconnected, and simply rhetorically talking about nationalism doesn't really promote economic growth. In fact, in today's world, it promotes economic uncertainty, which then gets you into the full cycle again. So we are in a multi-year cycle of the residue, ultimately, to segue this back to what happened 10 years ago, a financial crisis that led to a lot of money being dumped into the world that did not go into the real economy, that therefore frustrated people who are therefore acting out in terms of how they vote and allowing things to even go more in the direction of non-focus on economic growth and more focus on political rhetoric.
And it's interesting that she said this because Bernie Sanders, who runs on the socialist platform, he's an independent, but he definitely has he's a devout socialist, has just thrown his hat back in the ring for 2020 to run for president. And of course, remember, before you scoff at the idea of Bernie Sanders, don't forget her. He gave Hillary Clinton a heck of a run. In fact, had it not been for Hillary Clinton rigging the coin tosses, and three key states, it's very likely that Bernie Sanders would have actually won the nomination for the Democratic Party, which is crazy, right? I mean, the socialists. So don't scoff at the idea that Bernie Sanders is going to run for president, because he did very well the last time around. And this rise of socialistic tendencies
has only increased since the last election. We're talking about, you know, look at what's happening with this whole issue with Ocasio-Cortez, 29-year-old bartender throwing out these ideas of MMT and a new Green Deal, and it has been adopted. I mean, people are flocking to this idea, thinking it is the cure for the ills. You know, but this all rises from this point. And Amazon is an interesting byline to this, because talking about what's happening in Queens right now, people are protesting. Amazon causes homeless. Amazon causes, you know, lower wages. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And what people haven't clued on to yet is that this is only going to get worse longer term, because the more that we go into this idea of, oh, we're just going to order everything online and have it delivered to my house. Think about all the retail jobs around the country. Let's just assume, let's go to an extreme for just a moment. Let's say that we all just, you know, eventually move to the Amazon model. Walmart eventually moves solely to the Amazon model, as an example. We were talking about that earlier. But assume that we continue this movement towards online everything, right? Online ordering, online this, online that. Well, all of a sudden, think about the billions of square feet of real estate that is currently used for retail ownership, right? That goes away because you don't need it anymore. Think about all the retail jobs that get lost because you no longer need salespeople anymore. All you need is delivery drivers to drive stuff around. But, oh, wait, we're going to get rid of those too, because we're going to have automated cars and drones. So we don't even need delivery drivers. So keep this process going forward and think about the world, you know, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. Right. And people go, well, there's always going to be a need for human beings doing something. Yeah. But like what? What do we need? So, well, you're going to have a human to do the plumbing and the construction work. Really? Because they've already built a robotic bricklayer. That's already in place. There is nothing that we do currently that cannot be replaced at some point by robotic technology, which doesn't ask for a pay raise. It doesn't go on vacation. It doesn't call in sick. Yeah, it breaks down. So yes, we're going to need, absolutely, we're going to need people to repair the robots until we create a robot to repair the robots. And then we have Skynet. But other than that, you know. But the point here is that yes, Amazon does cause lower wages. Amazon does cause other problems in the economy. But this is part and parcel of what we're choosing as consumers. And this is what we're choosing as individuals, because we want convenience. And this goes back to the whole, you know, exportation of workers. Oh, well, we need to keep all our workers here. We need to manufacture here. Yes, we do. No argument. But you don't want to pay the cost for that. We export inflation to import deflation. That's why we have a trade deficit with other countries, because we want cheap stuff. But the cheap stuff comes at a price. It also slows economic growth. It also slows worker wages. It also slows a whole variety of other impacts. Yes, we want deflation. We want deflation in prices, but deflation has a negative concept and a negative impact to economic growth. We talked about yesterday the fact we're running $22 trillion in debt right now. Well, the people in Montana came up with an idea to solve at least $1 trillion worth of the economic debt. Did you hear about this, Brent? 6,000 people have signed a petition at change.org to raise $1 trillion to pay down towards the national debt.
At change.org.
Change.org. Remember that was set up by the Obama administration?
Yeah, yeah.
6,000 people have signed a petition to sell the useless state of Montana to Canada.
The useless state of Montana.
Yes, we're going to sell the useless. This is a quote. This is the actual quote from the change.org posting.
Yeah, proposal.
It says, we have too much debt and Montana is useless. Just tell them, Canada, just tell Canada it has beavers or something. That is the actual statement for the sale of Canada. But people in Montana are going, yeah, sell us to Canada. Why? Because they have free cannabis.
I guess you can have it both ways.
You can have it both. Surprisingly, despite accounts of being an accusation of being useless, some purported Montana residents chimed in on the comments to say that they're supportive of the sell and would love to join Canada without any of the associated expense of moving. Some Canadians also sounded supportive of the idea. Says, hey, if we can grow Canada, bigger Canada, cool.
Yeah. Take off.
Yeah.
Why can't we just sell one of the, like, we got states that are extras. We got a North and a South Dakota.
Yeah.
We got an East and a West Virginia. Spares. They're spares.
It's true. You don't really need both.
There's a New Mexico. I mean, you know.
Well, that one's going to get taken back over by the old Mexico at some point.
Probably.
When they
invade
us. Yeah. Did you hear about this new disease that's running around the country?
Which one?
Well, this is the new zombie disease.
No.
You have not heard about this.
I have
Russell,
not.
Have you heard about the zombie disease?
I have not.
Really? Okay, I figured you would have. So the zombie disease is a waste disease that is in deer. And it's affected deer in 24 states. And it's called CWD. It's the chronic wasting disease. And these deer are contracting this disease across the states. It's primarily around Wyoming, kind of Wyoming, that area, Colorado. Mm-hmm. That's where a big cluster of it is right now. But they are currently, so what they did is they did some, the Center for Disease Control did tests, and they put the deer into cages that had this disease. And what it does is it causes the cells to explode and that ultimately impacts their brain. They stop eating, so they stop wasting away. They lose their appetite, but they also lose their fear of humans and civilization. So that, like, when they get around people, they don't run off. They just, like, stand there, and they get vicious, and they start biting. They'll start biting and fighting. So this disease is, so they put these deer into cages, and the disease would transfer to other animals. So they even put them in with primates. To see if the disease would transfer the primates, and it did. Of course, primates are the closest link to humans. So if you want to figure out if something's going to ultimately impact humans, you see if you can infect a monkey. A monkey.
Yeah.
Remember the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
Yeah, good movie. So they put these deer in there, and this disease affected. Well, people are shooting these deer, of course, and eating deer. And they are the Center for Disease Control is getting worried that this disease in coming years, if enough people start consuming infected deer meat, because you may not know that the deer is infected if the disease hasn't progressed to a far enough point yet, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people go out deer hunting and then they consume the meat. Mm-hmm. And they're worried that over the course of the next few years that humans may start contracting this chronic waste disease, which is the beginning of the zombie apocalypse, of which I'm prepared for.
Yes.
So I've been preparing for this for years. So I'm now ready for the zombie apocalypse. So, but if you're a deer hunter, by the way, and consume deer meat to any great degree, might want to read up on the articles because it's kind of a scary thing. So be careful consuming deer meat.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a real concern.
That's scarier than mad cow disease.
Well, they actually related it back to mad cow disease. A lot of people don't remember mad cow. That mad cow was back in the 80s and 90s, and 170, 180 people died from mad cow disease, which was in the cattle they were eating, and it affects your brain and eventually leads to death. So, but yeah, they equated this disease, this chronic wasting disease in deer, back towards the mad cow disease. So again, God's trying to tell you something.
go stock up.
Exactly. My wife says, we have deer meat in the freezer. And I'm like, she goes, I'm giving it away to people. I'm giving it away to people we don't really like. I think she's sending you some, Brent. So.
Wait a minute. I thought she liked me.
She does. She does. So coming up this afternoon at noon, be sure to get by the website and get the release of Nomi Prinz. Of course, we'll be talking in great detail. We did four really good segments with her, so you'll enjoy that entire podcast. That's getting released at noon today.
The reality is...
you're just going to play another clip just ad hoc?
I've got a little deer disease going on.
Yeah,
here.
Maybe. But you have to save this story for tomorrow. Well, we didn't get to a story today. We want to get to is what a way to go. Hackers can turn sex robots into killing machines, a security expert warns. So we'll save that story for tomorrow. We'll talk about
offered without comment.
Exactly. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. Sex robots, how's this going to kill me? It's horrible. Horrible. All right. Got to wrap it up for today. We'll see you in the morning of the next edition of The Lance Roberts Show. Be sure to go to our website, realinvestmentadvice.com. Get our latest technical speaking update, which is out right now. And stay tuned for the podcast with Nomi Prenz later on this afternoon at noon. We'll release that entire podcast. Futures are a little bit lower this morning. We'll see how the day plays out. We'll report to you in the morning. Chris Salcedo coming up next. Have a great day. It's a rich man's world.